Jan, let's start right off. What did it mean to you to become the first Brazilian to play Major League Baseball? Look at the smile on your face.
I didn't realize what it meant to me until I actually, you know, got the call up here in Toronto, and just seeing the fans here, there's a pretty good Brazilian base fan here, and you know, just again the text messages and phone calls and emails from people in Brazil, and just seeing how much it meant to the country, it's pretty unbelievable.
Well, you're a humble person, but that's very humbling in and of itself, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, coming from such a big country, man, and not having at least one person make it before me, it's a huge honor, and I'm just cherishing the moments.
Now, where did you grow up in Brazil? What city?
It's a little city in São Paulo called Mogi.
And did you play a lot of soccer?
Absolutely. I'm a huge soccer fan.
I thought you played soccer because I had the pleasure in the series here with Cleveland. A baseball ended up at your feet, and it bounced maybe a couple inches off the ground. You kicked it up to yourself, and I thought, there's a soccer player.
I know. I actually heard somebody say that, too, and it's just kind of instincts.
Now, Jan, when you first came up here, and let's go back to actually when you signed at the University of Tennessee, you were a young catcher, and you had J.P.R. and C.B. ahead of you. You became pretty good friends with him, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually had been pretty good friends ever since, you know, we actually played against each other in Miami growing up, and then when we went to Tennessee, I got to, you know, catch behind him and play with him, and, you know, we actually became really good friends, and he's actually, you know, one of my really good friends, and he was actually in my wedding 2 years ago, and it was pretty exciting, especially having him and to just take me in and show me the ropes.
He's one of the most other-directed people I've ever met, and you catchers have to be that way, don't you? Because it's not about you, it's about the pitchers you're catching.
Exactly. You know, we have to kind of, in a sense, and I've been learning, Tito's been teaching me, just kind of sacrifice yourself a little bit. You have to carry a pitching staff, and, you know, as long as we're shaking hands after the game, it's a win in many ways.
Jan Gomes, what did it mean to you when you heard you were drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays?
Oh, it's a dream come true. It was something that I've been working for a long, long time, and I had a ton of setbacks coming in through, you know, sometimes in colleges, and, you know, just to get the opportunity is exactly what every kid wants.
And that opportunity, too, also helped you in your, not only your relationship and with Jenna, now your wife, but a baby girl born here in the month of May, and Jenna, the daughter of Atlee Hammaker. So when did you get to know the Giants' left-handed pitcher?
Took maybe a year or so from when Jenna and I started dating. You know, we started dating in 2008. I didn't know much. I guess it was a whole thing. I wasn't ready to meet her parents yet. But then once I started hearing about them, I definitely wanted to get to know him a lot better, and we actually, you know, we know each other pretty well now, and he's been a tremendous help to me.
He probably wanted to get to, you know, you too, and have you ever warmed him up or caught him on the side?
I think those days are in a sense over. Funny story, actually playing football on Thanksgiving, and you could tell his throwing days are over. He said he was trying to throw the ball to me, but he was missing it by a little bit. So I know his game was very precise, and he was a spot kind of guy. But now it's just his mind. I'm just picking his mind now.
Well, Jan, let's finish up here, because last year in 88 games, you not only had a batting average, .294, you hit 11 home runs, you drove in close to 40. Cleveland rewarded you with a nice contract. That had to make you feel very, very, very good.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a huge honor for a team to believe in you, you know, to give you an extension. And, you know, I'm so thankful for the opportunity that Cleveland has given me, and try to keep it going, try to bring that love that Cleveland has back to Cleveland.
And you're fortunate, too, because you're with a wonderful person, Terry Francona. I've known him for years. What a person, what a manager.
Oh, absolutely. He's the kind of guy that you definitely just want to win for. You know, obviously every manager should be like that, but he's just the kind of guy that you'll, you know, he makes it easy for you to be in the clubhouse. He makes it fun to be around and sit 1 second in our clubhouse. You can see the kind of clubhouse that we have, and it definitely comes from the top.
Jan Gomes, thanks for the visit. Keep Brazil in that World Baseball Classic, and congratulations. You're a great young man.
Thank you very much, Jerry.